flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
No shortcuts, Hugh.
No easy way out, Joe.
Let's do this. NFC title game Sunday.
So exciting.
I can't wait. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Joe. We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford, the new location. It is the fight for February, the rally in Royersford. And how about this? Look at this, Hugh. We just found this out.
What's that?
We have these sweatshirts to give away here.
That just broke out of nowhere.
You know what? We need more of those today. And speaking of Eagles chants, so we have these, you see these new sweatshirts we have?
Yes.
WIP sweatshirts, Jeffrey greater than Josh, with our owners here this weekend in the game. We're going to give these sweatshirts away as we go throughout the afternoon and the day. So we're going to have someone here. So if you're on your way, come on out. If you're here, we're going to have someone here come up with us, Hugh, 12 o'clock hour, beginning of the hour, and do an Eagles chant on the air. And we're going to give away a sweatshirt. So we're excited. We got a lot going on, Hugh Douglas here. And we have a game, and we got gut feelings. Hugh, yours, gut feeling.
I'm good. I'm excited.
No nerves, Douglas, over here.
I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous today. But then again, you know, I had a gummy last night. So that might be it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I'm a bundle of nerves. Look, my gut feeling is the Eagles are going to win this football game.
Baby.
Did you? My gut feeling is the Eagles are going to win. We're hosting a George Halas Trophy on Sunday evening. But I do have nerves. I got the game day nerves. Where are you at? 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, we'll get everyone's phone calls up. Hugh, I got a hypothetical for you.
What you got, hypothetical?
All right, so we've done variations of this over the week, but I want to simplify this very simple. I want to get, because I think by asking the question, I'll know what you're feeling, okay? Mm-hmm. 2 minutes to go. The game is on the line. Who do you want on the field? And I'll make it very simple. There's one play to win the game.
One play to win the game.
One play to win the NFC Championship. And you have a choice of the ball in the hands of the Eagles offense, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and I'll even let you have it to where it's a reasonable distance to run the football, okay? So Saquon's part of this. Or the defense is on the field and they have to stop Jaden Daniels. One play to go to the Super Bowl. Which side of the ball do you want on the field for the Eagles?
One play?
One play to go to the Super Bowl. One play. You want the offense on the field or you want the defense on the field?
Calm down, y'all. This is my choice. I don't need to be influenced.
The crowd is trying to influence you.
The crowd over there yelling and screaming. I'm trying to think of the scenario that you're talking about. Calm down, bro. I'm trying to think. You bother me when I'm thinking. I'm gonna say offense, and the reason why. Well, the reason why, because like I said, I feel like this is probably gonna be a heart palpitation game, and I go back and think about when Saquon Barkley. Because somebody told me this was their favorite moment when he was running down the field. Slapping his helmet when he busts one for 60 yards.
Oh, I love
yards.
That. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's one of those moments that can live in infamy, man. So I would say even though in that moment I'm nervous because of, you know, the history. And, you know, anything can happen. But it could be like that with the defense as well. I'm going to say offense to Saquon Barkley. Yes.
All right, Hugh's putting the hands and the ball of the offense. One play to go to the Super Bowl. Kyle, one play to get to New Orleans. What side of the ball you want on the field?
I'm totally disappointed because Hugh and I yesterday were riding the D, and now all of a sudden Hugh's
it's completely flip-flopped.
It's the way you said it. You got a whole restaurant to pause.
Say pause.
I'm not flip-flopping. Joe, the way Joe presented it, I just see that.
I made it harder today.
Yeah, I just see that as the moment that would be the one where everybody's going crazy. You know, I look at it more so as the fans are going crazy.
All right, well, for the second game in a second day in a row, I'm riding the D. I mean, I'm just picturing a moment in my head where the crowd is going ballistic, really loud. They're throwing the Commanders off their game on offense, and Jalen Carter makes a huge play, man. It's the number one defense in football, and they're at home. Ride the D, Hugh. Come on.
All right, let me break the tie because you guys are driving me crazy. Hugh, I'm with you, and let me tell you why. I'm with you for a couple reasons.
Why is that?
Number one, we have the best offensive line in the NFL, okay?
Yes.
I want to put them on the field because I think they'll pave the way for whatever play call we run. Number two, we have Saquon Barkley having one of the greatest seasons in the history of the National Football
League. And it just only seems right that that's how it would play out.
Yes. And number three, you know, when they've had to make a play a lot of times this year, they've made a play. And let me give you two games where they didn't make the play, but they should have made the play. Atlanta, right? Kellen Moore draws up the play. Saquon drops it, but the play is there. You go to the last Washington game, Devontae drops it, but the play is there. I feel like in a gotta-have-it moment, they'll make a play. And here's what I would rather avoid. Hugh, that kid on the other side, that quarterback, has six game-winning drives, including one against the Eagles this year.
Mm-hmm.
If I have my choice, I want him on the sidelines, and I'll take my chance with Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and this offensive line.
Yeah, that's why I'm with you with that.
I'd rather Daniels on the sideline, and I'll put the offense out there and say, go win the football game. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that one play to get to the Super Bowl? You want the Eagles' offense on the field or their defense on the field against Jaden Daniels? Gut feeling, what do you got? Jerry in Douglas fills up. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What up,
Jerry, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. Thanks for taking J-Dog's call. You guys are at McGurk in Royersford?
Yes, we are at McGurk's in Royersford. It's our rally in Royersford, Jerry.
Okay, yeah, it's real close to where I'm at.
J-Dog, he's J-Dog.
No one calls him that.
Is that a sports bar? Or?
It is, yes.
What's your J-Dog, man, asking all these
J-Dog,
questions?
Come on down to McGurk's with us.
I know. If I would have known you were there, I would have been there. I'll have to check it out there for sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's great food, great atmosphere. We got a bar full of people. Jerry, what's your gut feeling tell you?
So, yeah, I have a couple different things I think that need to happen. First of all, it was coming down to the last play. I think that push-tush, man, has to win it, man. Win it all, I think, for the play. That's, like, the greatest play for the Eagles, I think, offensively. But I think a couple things. I think the stats that everybody's pointing out, you know, it's all wonderful, but I think that the stats mean nothing. This game here is, you know, it's the playoffs. I mean, you know, it's going to be a war. I think that Jaden Daniels is going to try to win the game. It's going to be all him. Like you said, Hugh, I think that Vaughn has to spy. I think you have to put him on spy there. I think you have to attack, but I think it has to be a calculated attack. I think you have to keep him up in the pocket and you know, not let him get outside. I think it's got to be calculated attack, you know, on the blitzes. And a couple other things. I think that a key piece that needs to be implemented would be Covey. I think Covey, his only job needs to be to come back to Jalen Hurts as a comeback receiver. That when he gets in trouble, he's an outlet player. That should be his only job, to help Jalen in this situation.
Britton Covey?
And he did that. What's that?
I like how we drawn up.
Well, no, like, we haven't talked about him in so long. I forgot.
No.
But yeah, he just hasn't been part of things for a while.
If you look at him, some of these games that he was in, when he was ready. Receiver, he had some key catches to keep the drives going, to keep Jalen from getting killed. He can be your Edelman. He can be a piece. And if I'm Kellen Moore, and if you're listening to Kellen Moore, the other thing that has to happen in this game is you need to take piece stuff out of it has to be a 1-2-3 as far as getting the ball out of Jalen's hands. I mean, you need to, you know.
Well, that's for sure. Jerry, I totally agree on that.
Been trying to be that all year,
though,
man.
Well, here's what we can't do. So we always talk positively and glowingly about Jalen not taking
having
turnovers.
Can't take no sacks.
But sacks are negative plays. Like, we took 7 sacks last week. That can't happen again. I wasn't ready for the Britton Covey stuff.
I just
mean,
like
the
fact
time Covey
that we've
made a play.
I just like
hurt.
The fact. I like two things. I like the fact that most of our callers come with notes, and they workshop different plays and schemes schematically how they want this game to play out. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Can I be totally honest on the Covey thing?
Be honest.
I don't want the game coming down to Britton Covey making the catch.
Me neither.
Like,
but you got to
But
you got to appreciate the thought process of the caller and the fan, because they're trying to figure out different ways to the aha moment. That's what that is, the aha play.
Yeah, pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, pull out the aha plays.
Yeah, I'm I don't need any aha plays. Nah, I just need to win the football game.
Football game.
Yeah, let's go to Jamil and Frankfurt. What's up, Jamil?
How they want to you.
Jamil, what's up, pal?
Yo, long time no talk, but Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down on the Jaden Daniels talk, okay? Calm down.
I mean, he is the quarterback on the other side of the game this week. Calm down,
Joe. He's a rookie. Everybody ain't got tape on him. You know how this league go. Right
sure.
Now, he's a hot commodity because there's no tape. The only team that got enough tape on him to see it is us.
That's a big thing. This is our third time seeing him. That's a big – I agree with you, advantage Fangio. But wait, hold on. Before you go on, what he is in 2 years is irrelevant. Like, we got to stop him on
years,
Sunday.
I'm not worried about 2 years, Joe. I'm worried about Sunday. Two times we've seen this dude. Both games, we had it in hand. Our loss in the second game came down to injuries, not his prolific play.
Ah, Jamil. I mean, yes and no. I mean, 4th and 11 in Washington.
He threw a laser now. He threw one on a rope.
Jalen Carter had him, and he just juked him out of his shoes. I mean,
I'm not going to take away from the fact that he has a laser arm. He did throw a laser, and he did hit a nice little juke. Here's the thing, though. That's one play over the body of the game. Here's what you got to look at, and I'm not even trying to take a whole lot of time. Hugh, you'll like this. Number one defense in the NFL versus the number 7 offense. The number 8 offense in the NFL versus the number 13 defense. I'm taking 8-1 over 7-13 all day. Why? Because defense wins championships.
Well, you heard him.
It does. I mean, we also need to score some points. Is our quarterback going to play well, Jamil?
Listen, here's the difference between us and every other team in the NFL right now. We can have Jalen hand off 50 times and we'll still win.
Oh boy,
we got to run in.
Why are we reducing our quarterback to just handing the ball off the whole game?
I'm not reducing him to just handing the ball off. He has two of the best receivers in the NFL.
Agreed. I want to see him make some plays.
I want him to throw the ball, but I also want him to throw the ball in the right situations. Agreed. I want him to go downfield after we had them inch up because the run is killing them all freaking game, and then we explode. I want him to throw out the Dallas Goedert on the outlet passes so that he doesn't get sacked. I want him to be able to have that outlet available to him. But if it comes down to it on Sunday in the NFC Championship game, man, strap the horse up and pull the buggy. Let's get to New Orleans.
Let's do it, Jamil. Jamil, good phone call. I mean, I like that. I mean, you said this earlier in the week. I think actually used that number. Like, screw it. Run the ball 50 times. I'm fine with that. But we also need to throw the football effectively, too.
No, you need to throw to keep them honest.
Yeah,
you don't want to get into a one-dimensional game, and they're going to do that.
Yeah, we've done this thing where we just continue reducing how important we think Jalen Hurts is. He's important still. I mean,
I don't mean you.
I mean, in general, every time he doesn't play well, we take it to the next degree. Like, well, whatever, as long as he just hands the ball up. No, he's going to have to make some plays.
No, he's going to have to make some plays now. I mean, I'm not. Hey, whatever, hand the ball off. But no, he's going to have to make some plays. No question about that.
To me, that's the difference between the Eagles being in a very, very tight game in the fourth quarter, or like if you tell me right now, because our last caller mentioned he's tired of the Jaden Daniels talk. Let me give you some Jalen Hurts talk. If Jalen Hurts plays great on Sunday, we'll blow the doors off this team. I mean, I don't even think it's a game. If Jalen Hurts plays great, we will win this game by 17 points. But I don't know if he's going to play that way. My gut is he's probably not. Hugh, the passing game has been all off.
No, I mean, right? I get where you're coming from. Like, I pick up what you're putting down.
It's like we have the advantages everywhere. If we just get a really good Jalen game, like go back to the Steeler game. It wasn't that long ago. He plays like that. But this thing will be a rout.
Yeah, I pick up what you're putting down. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
We'll see if he's capable. I mean, he has obviously the knee issue, and just the pass game has been off for a while. Let's go to Gino in the Northeast. What's up, Gino?
What's going on, guys? How you doing today? All right?
Hey, Gino. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm feeling very, very confident. But at the same time, I'm feeling very annoyed because this Commanders fan base and these guys, they're very chirpy, and it's really starting to annoy me because, like, they've been a dumpster fire organization for 20 years. You won a couple games, and now they're acting like they're the dynasty Patriots. I mean, let's pump the brakes a little bit. I mean, Jaden Daniels, he's a very, very good quarterback, but he beat a bad, bad Lions defense last week. The Lions defense was destroyed by injuries. I mean, I think we can all agree to that, right?
Yeah, they were. You can make a case it was maybe more impressive what he did the week before when he went to Tampa and beat Bowles and the Bucks. Yeah, I mean,
he's good.
He's really good. But I agree. I mean, the Commanders fans chirping. I mean, they sound ridiculous. They've done nothing for 30 years.
But I think you can also make a case that the week before team against Tampa. I mean, if Baker doesn't fumble, the Bucks probably win the game. I mean, the Commanders fans are acting like they blew Tampa Bay out. Like they've just been blowing everybody out. I mean, that's not the case.
No, they blew out the Lions last week. They did.
Yeah. But also, the other thing that really is starting to annoy me is every week it's the same Jalen narrative. And listen, I get it. You know, is he putting up monster stats? No. But, you know, Josh Allen didn't put up monster stats last week. And listen, I know he's not as good as Josh Allen. I understand.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I understand that. But it's like Jalen never gets credit for the stuff that he does do. You know, he had a 45-yard touchdown run to start the game.
And they needed that to win the game. Yeah, that was a huge
play. Exactly.
So, Gino, I think I understand what you're saying. So, for me, if he's not going to make a lot of big plays, and obviously there haven't been many in the past game, I just – the sacks bother me. Like, he can't take 7 sacks on Sunday in a safety. Like, that – if he cleans that up and just makes positive plays, we're fine.
I agree with you, Joe. That's the one thing that the one thing that does annoy me with him is he took a couple sacks last week that definitely weren't on the offensive line. They were on him. That he held the ball way too long. I would say more were on him than were on the offensive line.
Oh, totally. No, there's Gino, good phone call. That's the one thing, Hugh. Like when we talk about negative plays, people usually just say turnovers, but sacks are negative plays. And I know not everyone is his fault, right? If someone flies through and hits him before he has a chance to see it, and that happens. But I think we looked at it the other day, how long he held the ball on the 7 sacks last week. Most of them, he's holding the ball too long.
Yeah, you gotta let the ball go, and you don't want to do anything that's gonna make this matchup even harder than it's already gonna be. You want to play smart football, and playing smart is letting the ball go in time. You know, we've heard all week long about how Jalen Hurts has not let the football go in time, and how Coach Saban try to, you know, coach into him, you know, not running as much and throwing the football on time. He needs to do all of that. He needs to invoke the ghost of Coach Saban to help him not take sacks this weekend. Because that right there, like if the game goes where Jalen makes mistakes, stuff like that, that's what's going to get you agita. That's what's going to make you feel sick to the stomach and stuff like that. Because you're going to feel like, you know, if that happens, that you're giving the Commanders – life, basically.
Yeah, and every time there's a sack, it makes it harder on Saquon, right? Like Saquon's so good that he could take a 2nd and 7 and go for a first down. But if it's 2nd and 20, right, like it's just harder to get first downs on that. Like you're asking too much out of the run game.
Much.
Let's go to Cunningham in North Philly. What's up, Cunningham?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning, man. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, pal. What's up? What are you feeling this morning?
I'm all right, man. I'm feeling good. One point I wanted to make about Jalen, man, is that Jalen nemesis is Patty Mahomes, man. That's who he worried about, man. If Patty make it to the Super Bowl because he beat him in the bowl, that's all we worry about. JD5 is good, but we ain't worried about him. And the other point I wanted to make is that the game changer of this game, I think Jalen's going to do his thing. We ain't got to worry about him, but it's going to be Jalen Carter and that mismatch right there. And he's a ball hog, man. You can tell, like, that time when he tried to go under the, when the quarterback tried to spike the ball and he tried to go under to get the ball, I never even seen the play even think about doing that. He's a ball hog, he's determined, and he's going to be the game changer. You can mark my words on that. But Jalen going to do what we need to do to get to the Super Bowl, and if Patty the Mahomes make it, he's going to redeem himself. That's what I'm thinking, man.
Well, I like that. And I mean, Cunningham, he's great. I mean, he keeps getting better and better and better.
And it's a mismatch, man. And he a ball hog. He determined, man. Like, that he's going to be the game changer, man. He's going to be the game changer. But Jalen going to do everything that he need to do on offense to get us where we need to be. And watch where we end up at, man. And watch when he shake that hand, man. He's going to be playing at all the naysayers, man. So we ready to go, man. And I appreciate y'all. Thanks for the Eagles talk. But we on to the Super Bowl, man. And this a good year for us, man. 2025, we're going to start this thing off right.
Love it, Cunningham. Good phone call. I mean, Hugh, he mentioned Jalen Carter there. If you were to make a list of the best players in this game, Saquon?
Most of them would be on the Eagles.
I agree. I would say if you do a list of 10, probably 6 or 7 would be Eagles, right?
Yes.
But if you do, like, at the top, the first, you think Saquon first. Jaden Daniels is obviously near the top the way he's playing. But then Jalen Carter's right there. That's how good he is right
now. Yeah, yeah. He's a difference maker, Joe. He's a guy that you look at, and a lot of people feel like this week in particular, he could be a game wrecker. You know, with their guard being hurt and, you know, the quarterback being the big catalyst for what makes them successful, he could be a game wrecker this weekend.
Well, if you go back to the play that when the Eagles beat the Commanders in November, they had a 4th-and-2. And it was pretty makeable field goal range. The score was 12-10 to Eagles, so the Commanders could have tried to go up 13-12.
Mm-hmm.
And they went for the fourth down because they go for fourth downs. I mean, that's what we're going to see on Sunday. And Carter blew that play up. I think it was they ran to the right, and eventually Daniels got there, and Bond, I think, pushed him out of bounds. But the first pressure came from Jalen Carter right up the middle.
Game wrecker.
He is a game wrecker, and he just gets better, and he plays every snap. He's been incredible. Joe on the cell is up next. What's up, Joe?
Oh, my God. I'm so frustrated. Listen to Kyle. Kyle, never say you're riding the D around a bunch of dudes again, please.
You know what?
Never
Shut up.
And here's something else, Kyle. If you're afraid, here's a quote from The Godfather. You can act like a man.
You hear that, Kyle?
I got a message from the defensive coordinator, Joe Nitwit. Tough talk from a wide receiver from Auburn with 0 snaps in the NFL. Sit down. And here's my final message I want to send to Jalen Carter. I want you to taste the flesh of Jaden Daniels in your teeth and then tweet out what it tastes like. Go Bird.
Good phone call, Joe. He came right after Kyle.
Wait a minute.
He said,
wait a minute. And Kyle started the music hella late. He upped the phone.
Well, I don't know if he was. I don't know if he had a whole thing in him.
I'm trying to get him to keep going. I mean, he's the one that stopped.
No, he had bullet points. That's all. He came in with a few things to say.
He got mad because Kyle said he was riding the D.
I'm still riding the D. I'm not moving off that.
The reaction, it's different being live when you say that. You see the people's faces. Tony in Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
Happy Friday, road to victory.
Happy Friday, Tony. Tony, what's up, pal? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling confident, and I'm going to tell you why. Here's some quotes that make me feel like we're going to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, no excuses in, no excuses out. Barkley, we are one of the best offensive line and running teams, however it looks and whatever it takes. Jordan Mulata, I just want to apologize, but I couldn't give a flying sorry. I don't give a rat's with anyone outside this building. It's not going to help us win a championship. We got this.
Tony, I agree.
All right.
Well, I didn't know if he had anything else.
Anything else left to say. That was
Tony,
it.
Tony, well, he said we got it. Yeah, I love that Mulata line. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. All right, so here's what we got coming up in the next couple hours of the show. We will get to, as we do every Friday, Hugh, we'll get to guess the takes for championship weekend, a same-game parlay for this game. We got to talk about Saquon and how the Commanders are going to try to defend him. One's really been able to do it this season. But the way they might try to defend him, and that's a good thing for the Philadelphia Eagles. In the next hour as well, Nick Sirianni is going to speak. So Elliott just posted that the practice for the Eagles is going to start at 12:40 today. Sirianni is set to speak at around 12:10. We will carry that live for you. And, Hugh, there's going to be some very interesting questions and answers with this Sirianni press conference, because Dallas Goedert and Cam Jurgens did not practice yesterday. How serious are those injuries? Will they practice today? Now, Sirianni was kind of, I thought he was intentionally vague yesterday, because I believe he said yesterday they'll both be out there, and then they didn't practice. Like,
but they were probably out there, probably taking mental reps.
Yeah, well, okay, that's mental fine. Reps. But when you say someone's out there, you kind of give off the idea they're going to practice.
Yeah, but because it's a little gamesman.
Yeah. But they have to put an injury report out.
Gotta put some mental reps.
And we found out they didn't practice. Will they practice today? Hugh, quickly. Who's more important, Jurgens or Goddard Sunday? Like, if one was going to be out, you can only choose one to be in.
One to be out, I would rather have Goddard.
In?
I would rather have Goddard out.
Oh, me too. I'd rather have Goddard out.
Yeah, I'd rather have Cam in.
I agree with you.
They're both going to play, though. But, yeah, if you had to make me choose between the two, I'd rather have Goddard out.
Yeah, we've seen the Eagles this year.
He ain't been out there all year.
Yeah, I mean, Goddard goes in and out, and their offense tends to still be pretty much the same. We really haven't seen them without Jurgens, and that has a ripple effect on the O-line. So hopefully good news today on Cam Jurgens. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Sirianni coming up. We got sweatshirts to give away. Jeffrey, greater than Josh. We got a lot to. Come on out. We're at McGurk's and Royers for their new location. It is the fight for February rally in Royersford. Midday show, Sirianni's press for coming up, and all your calls, gut feeling on this huge football Friday right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up this playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet overs and unders and the point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers get $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.